Jayanatha Madhava Kunya Vihari Vihari Jayanatha Madhava Kunya Vihari Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varada Palava Giri Varada Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varada Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachane Yamuna Tira Vanachane Indaya Tathama Hava Kunya Vihari Indaya Tathama Hava Kunya Vihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Jai Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Jai Prabhu Pada. Jaya Radha Pada Shakti Radha Pada Shakti Radha Premanandi Hari 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 Bo. My dear devotees, my dear friends, I want to share with you how it came that I was attracted to become Srila Prabhupada's disciple. I had received one issue of a black and white Back to Godhead magazine. And there Srila Prabhupada described the peace formula. It was a formula which would work for the entire world, he said, and for each individual in the world. And just like a proper formula, you have to mix the various ingredients. So also to make the peace formula, you have to bring the three ingredients. One moment. Savaloka Maheshwar. How does this word, verse start? Savaloka. Yeah. Bhokta.
Bhokta Mendatamasam Savaloka Maheshwar. Suradam Savabhutanam Yantvam Shanti Rachati.
Voktaram yakya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suridam sarva bhutanam shantim gyatva mam shantim richati. I was reading this, that one should understand that all one's activities are for the pleasure of the Supreme. One should also understand that everything which we see, and perhaps all the many things that are there but which we cannot see, all of existence is the property of the Supreme Lord. I thought, wow, everything for God, nothing for me? And I was not particularly attracted to that, to Krishna. But then I heard the third ingredients of the peace formula. Suridam sarva bhutanam. I am the suridam, means the best friend of all living beings. In the Sanskrit scriptures, a best friend is defined.
So, Sanskrit bhasha mein kanishth mitra ke ka vishesh varnan hua hai.
It's someone who stays with us until we are on our deathbed.
वो व्यक्ति जो हमारे साथ तब तक रहता है जब तक हमारी मृत्यु न हो जाए.
एंड इवन आफ्टर आवर डेथ आवर बेस्ट फ्रेंड विल वॉक नेक्स्ट टू द स्ट्रेचर ऑल द वे अप टू द फायर ऑफ क्रेमेटोरियम.
मृत्यु के उपरांत भी हमारे शव शरीर के साथ वो हमारा घनिष्ठ मित्र चलेगा जहां तक श्मशान घाट है.
Even if the whole world misunderstands us, our best friend will always stand by our side.
चाहे सारी दुनिया हमें गलत समझ ले, लेकिन हमारा घनिष्ठ मित्र कभी हमें गलत नहीं समझेगा.
The verse says, even if you are called to appear before the king for judgment, the best friend will not let you go or let you go alone. He will come along.
चाहे आपको राजा के सामने न्याय के लिए सामने खड़ा भी रहना पड़े, आपका घनिष्ठ मित्र आपको अकेला नहीं छोड़ेगा, आपके साथ हमेशा रहेगा.
Best friend is always with us up to the very end.
घनिष्ठ मित्र हमारे साथ हमेशा रहता है अंत तक.
But Krishna is such a good friend that in all these situations he's with us.
लेकिन कृष्ण इतने अच्छे मित्र हैं कि हर परिस्थिति में वो हमारे साथ रहते हैं.
But he was with us even before we came into this present life.
हमारे साथ वो थे इस वर्तमान जीवन में हमारे प्रवेश होने के पूर्व भी.
In the third canto of the Bhagavatam, you will find very heart-moving prayers of the soul who's there as an embryo in the womb of the mother.
तीसरे स्कंद में बहुत ही हृदय को क्रंदन कराने वाले कुछ ऐसी प्रार्थनाएं हैं जो कि भ्रूण के द्वारा की जाती जो माता के गर्भाशय में उपस्थित है.
And this soul, this say, my dear Lord, I will soon take birth, but I beg you, even when I come out of this protected womb of my mother, be there by my side and take care that I do not fall again into illusion and forget you.
तो मेरे भगवान, मैं अभी बहुत ही जल्द मेरा जन्म होने वाला है, लेकिन अगर मेरा जन्म हो भी जाए तो मैं आपसे अनुरोध करता हूँ कि मुझे हर परिस्थिति में इस गर्भाशय के आवरण की सुरक्षा से भी निकलने के बाद भी आप सदैव मेरे साथ रहें और मुझे इस जगत में सुरक्षा प्रदान करें.
So Krishna is always our best friend. He has always been so, even before we came, even before we were a German.
Krishna hamesha hamara mitra the, hum German banne ke pehle bhi.
I would like to, so when I heard this, I thought, but this is a very friendly God.
So, maine socha ki jab iske bare mein suna to ye to bahut hi sneh bhara ek vichar hai.
And today I want to speak about this kindness of Krishna by going a little bit into the appearance of Krishna.
तो आज मैं इस कृष्ण की दया के ऊपर कुछ चर्चा करना चाहता हूँ, विशेषतः कृष्ण के प्राकृतिक पे संबंधित कुछ चर्चा करके.
As you all know, Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura and then later to Dwaraka because he had the mission to re-establish Dharma in this world.
आप सब जैसे जानते हैं कृष्ण ने वृंदावन छोड़ा, उसके बाद मथुरा गए और वहां से द्वारका गए क्योंकि उनके पास ये अभियान था कि धर्म की स्थापना करें.
For this he needed to liberate the world from the rule and the influence of the asuras.
तो इसके लिए उनको इस जगत को असुरों के प्रभाव और सत्ता से बचाना था.
But after a long time of being absent from his dear devotees in Vrindavan, Krishna decided to meet them.
और अपने प्रिय भक्तों से बहुत लंबे समय बिछड़ने के बाद कृष्ण ने यह तय किया कि अब मैं मेरे भक्तों से वृंदावन में मिलूंगा.
Krishna had never forgotten the inhabitants of Vrindavan with whom he was together in the first 12 years or so of his appearance on this planet.
इस जगत के अपने प्रकट के पहले 12 साल में जिन ब्रजवासियों और वृंदावनवासियों के साथ उन्होंने समय बिताया था, कृष्ण कभी उनको नहीं भूले.
When Krishna remembered in the night how loving the inhabitants of Vrindavan were to him, he was crying and making his pillow wet with his tears.
Krishna raat ko unka smaran karte the, kaise Vrindavan ki Vrindavan vasi unse prem karte the, unko sneha prakat karte the, aur unke smaran mein wo har raat ko sirana bilkul gila kar dete the aansuon se.
Now he decided that Kurukshetra is not so far away from Vrindavan, so during the sun eclipse I will go there and all the residents from Vrindavan can come from Vrindavan and we can have a happy reunion in Kurukshetra.
Ab unhone socha ki surya grahan ke samay par main Kurukshetra jaunga aur Vrindavan vasi jitne bhi hain wahan par aa sakte hain.
By that time Krishna was no longer known as a cowherd boy but as a powerful, the most powerful force in this world, the prince of Dwaraka, who had liberated the world from the influence of demonic rulers.
To us samay tak Krishna matra dwarpal nahi rahe, gopal nahi rahe, ab wo sarvashaktiman rajkumar the Dwaraka ke, jinhone vishwa ko asuri shaktiyon se mukt kar diya tha.
When he arrived in Kurukshetra he was accompanied by elephants, by infantry, by it's called cavalry, you know, with horses.
जब वो आए थे कुरुक्षेत्र तब उनके साथ गजर रथ तुरंग जैसे जो अंग हैं युद्ध के वो सब उनके साथ थे. युद्ध मतलब उनकी सेना के जितने भी अंग थे और सैनिक भी थे सब वहाँ पधारे थे.
When Nanda Maharaj and the other inhabitants of Vrindavan arrived in Kurukshetra, they could not see Krishna because there was so much military, so many tents, so many fires on which the preparations were cooked.
So when Vrindavan se Nanda Maharaj aur jitne bhi Vrindavan se awam padare Kurukshetra tab Krishna unko dikhne lage, unhone dekha ki bahut badi sena hai और वहाँ पर बहुत सारे टेंट लगे हुए हैं और इसके अतिरिक्त वहाँ पर इतने सारे भोजन बनने के लिए अग्नि की तैयारी की जा रही थी.
But although his father could not see him, he could smell the transcendental fragrance of Krishna's beautiful body pervading the entire atmosphere of Kurukshetra.
तो कुरुक्षेत्र के संपूर्ण वातावरण को आप्लावित करने वाले कृष्ण के दिव्य सुगंध का उन्होंने
When Nanda Maharaj stood finally, he followed the scent. When he finally stood before Krishna, he felt so shy that he bowed his head to Krishna's lotus feet and could not speak.
जब नंद महाराज इसी प्रकार कृष्ण के दिव्य सुगंध को सूंघते हुए उनके पास पहुंच गए थे, उनके सामने जैसे पहुंचे तो बिल्कुल लज्जा से उन्होंने सर नीचा किया और कृष्ण के चरण कमलों पर उन्होंने प्रणाम किया.
But Krishna's mother Yashoda, even though she saw Krishna being worshipped by everyone, could not restrain herself and she sang simply Krishna's names.
तो कृष्ण की माता यशोदा यदि भी देख रही कि बाकी सब कृष्ण की उपासना कर रहे हैं फिर भी अपने आप को वो रोक नहीं पाई और कृष्ण का नाम लेने लगी. वो
शी सेंग हे गोविंदा हे गोपाला केशव माधव दीन दयाल प्लीज हे
Yeah.
Dina Daya Prabhu, Dina Daya. Dina Daya Prabhu, Dina Daya. Dina Daya Prabhu, Dina Daya. At the time when Mother Yashoda was calling out or singing out, if you so wish, like this to Krishna, Krishna was under the care of the brahmanas performing a Vedic yagya.
So jis samay Mata Yashoda Krishna ko pukar rahi thi ya lagbhag ga rahi thi Krishna ka kirtan kar rahi thi us samay Krishna vyast the brahmano ke dwara pujit kiye ja rahe the aur yajna bhi kar rahe the yajna ka anushthan kar rahe the Vedic yajna ka.
But when he heard his mother calling out to him on the other side, you know, of this Kurukshetra encampment, he quickly threw away his turban.
So, जैसे कुरुक्षेत्र के बिल्कुल दूसरे ओर के मकाम में जब उन्होंने यशोदा मैया की आवाज सुनी थी, तब उन्होंने अपनी जो पगड़ी बांधी थी, उसको तुरंत निकाल कर फेंक दिया.
And he took on the form of a little shishu.
और बिल्कुल एक छोटे शिशु का रूप धारण किया उन्होंने.
With only a rope around his otherwise naked body.
So उनके उनका शरीर वैसे तो नग्न था, लेकिन मात्र एक रस्सी से बंधा गया था, जैसे दामोदर की तरह.
And he ran through the whole Kurukshetra field.
संपूर्ण कुरुक्षेत्र के उस भूमि से वो भाग के निकल गया.
And then he jumped into the lap of Yashoda and embraced her at the neck.
Mata Yashoda ke gaur pe bilkul chalan lage jo baith gaye aur unke gale to unko gale laga diya.
And he said in a soft voice, Mother, I am here.
To unhone bilkul ek narm dhwani mein unko bataya, Mata, main yahan hu.
Yes, and Mother Yashoda cried and cried tears of loving ecstasy.
So, bhavi ko rokar Mata Yashoda roi, roi aur roi.
Later, and then Krishna whispered in the ear of Mother Yashoda, now there are so many people, so I will come to you later.
So, Krishna ne unke kaan mein bataya, aap yahan par bahut sare log hain, main aapke paas baad mein aata hu.
So later in the evening, Krishna came to where the Brijbasi stayed. Previously, he was dressed in royal garments with golden ornaments and majestic turban. But now he was dressed in a simple yellow dhoti and a little chadar like the cowherd boys of
Vrindavan.
Then Krishna went out to all the cows and the calves and the bulls.
So Krishna nikle wahan jitne bhi gaay the, बछड़े थे और बैल थे, उनके पास गए.
They had all grown up by now.
वो सब अब बड़े हो चुके थे.
But Krishna remembered each calf and each bull, you know, everything by their names. Every cow and each bull by their name.
लेकिन कृष्ण प्रत्येक गाय को, बैल को और बछड़े को नाम से जानते थे.
So he petted all the bulls and the cows and said, "Oh, so and so, I remember you."
तो उन्होंने अपने हाथ उनके ऊपर फेरा और एक एक को बताया, फलाना फलाना मैं तुम्हें
जानता हूँ. I remember you, how you were small, but now you are so big and strong. And he embraced each single bull and cow with affection around the neck.
पहले तुम छोटे थे अभी इतना बड़े हो गए हो बोलते हुए एक-एक गाय को उन्होंने आलिंगन किया बिल्कुल स्नेह के साथ.
Let us pause here for a moment.
हम कुछ समय के लिए रुकते हैं.
Krishna remembers every single cow and calf of Vrindavan by name.
Krishna Vrindavan ka ek ek gaay aur bachre ka naam jante hain.
This means he perhaps also knows us.
Iska matlab hai wo hame bhi jante hain, hamara naam bhi jante hain.
He is Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of his bhaktas, in whatever form they are and wherever they are.
Jis bhi roop mein ho aur jahan bhi wo ho, apne bhakton ke wo vatsal hain, wo bhakta vatsal hain.
Man, woman,
purush stri,
calf, bull,
nasa,
bird,
pakshi,
pakshi, policeman. Krishna remembers each single living entity with love.
Krishna ek ek jeev ka smaran karte hain bilkul sneh ke sath, prem ke sath.
Especially those who are turning to him in loving devotional service.
Vishesh premay bhakti mein seva mein unki taraf jab hote hain, unki taraf.
Srila Prabhupada writes, he writes, you have all seen Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada likhte hain, aap sab ne Krishna ko dekha hai.
He is also embracing the calf.
Wo bachre ka bhi aalingan kar rahe hain.
And he is embracing Radharani.
Usse Radharani ka bhi aalingan kar rahe hain.
Not that he is simply attached to Radharani and the gopis alone.
Na aisa na ki sirf Radharani aur gopiyon se aa sakta hai.
He is attached to everyone, every living entity.
Pratyek jeev se sabse wo aa sakta hai.
Krishna is the best friend of everyone.
Krishna sabke ghanishth suhrut ka mitra hai.
So if you want friendship, Prabhupada says, make friendship with Krishna.
Yadi aapko mitrata chahiye to Krishna se mitrata banaiye.
He'll protect you.
Wo aapki suraksha karenge.
And he'll satisfy you in all respects.
Har tarike se aapko trupt karenge.
I think we all have seen these beautiful pictures where Krishna has in one hand his flute, but with the other he embraces a calf. No, we have all seen.
हम सब ने चित्र देखा होगा कि एक हाथ में कृष्ण ने अपनी बांसुरी और मुरली पकड़ी और दूसरे हाथ से उन्होंने एक गाय बछड़े का आलिंगन किया है. हमने देखा होगा.
Yes, all these calves and cows of Vrindavan serve Krishna.
तो जितने भी गायें और बछड़े हैं वृंदावन के, वो सब कृष्ण की सेवा करते हैं.
The trees serve Krishna by giving shade and fruits, and they bend down when Krishna comes and put the fruits before his lotus feet.
Vrishni Krishna ki seva karte hain, chhaya dekar aur phal dekar wo jhukte hain bilkul phal ke saath aake Krishna ki seva karein.
The beautiful cowherd ladies, the gopis serve Krishna, the cowherd boys, everyone serves Krishna.
Krishna ki sundari gopiyan aur maa ke gal bal sab Krishna ki seva karte hain.
And Krishna is responding to each single one, even to the bee.
Krishna pratyek vyakti ke prati apna pratisad karte hain, pratikriya karte hain, madhumakhi ke prati.
When Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan puts his flute to the mouth,
Krishna Vrindavan ke jangal mein murli ya baansuri lagate hain apne honton mein,
the bee comes and goes bzzz, and says, Krishna says, yeah, that's the right tonality.
So madhumakhi aati hai aur bzzz sare awaz karti hai aur Krishna bolta hai bilkul yahi sahi dhwani hai, isi ke anusar bajaunga.
Thank you for giving me the right note.
Mujhe bilkul sahi swar diya tumne, abhi isi par bajaunga.
And then he starts playing.
Aur fir uske baad wo bajana shuru karte hain.
This is from Krishna's pastimes. It shows us that Krishna is the best friend.
तो ये कृष्ण लीला में से एक झलक है जिससे हमें समझ में आता है कि कृष्ण सबसे घनिष्ठ मित्र
है. I believe all of us devotees should learn to become friends of other devotees.
मेरा विश्वास है कि हम सभी भक्तों को अन्य भक्तों के मित्र बनना चाहिए.
Today I have brought with me a friendship papaya.
आज मैं अपने साथ एक मित्रता का पपीता लाया हूँ.
No, you are laughing. This has a very, very serious message. Once there was a Govinda Swami who opened up an ashram in a dark, dense forest where previously only criminals would hide.
एक बार एक गोविंद स्वामी थे उन्होंने घने अंधेरे से भरे जंगल में एक आश्रम खोला जहां पर पहले सिर्फ डाकू रहते थे
so in this ashram there was also a beautiful temple with simple temple with beautiful Radha Krishna deities
इस आश्रम में एक सरल लेकिन सुंदर मंदिर था और बहुत ही सुंदर राधा कृष्ण के विग्रह थे
and people from the villages would hear about this beautiful deities and would come and they usually brought some gift with them.
तो गांव से जितने भी लोग थे उनको जब सुनने में आया कि ये सुंदर यहाँ पे विग्रह है उनको देखने के लिए आते थे अपने साथ भेंट पुरस्कार लाते थे.
And they usually gave it to the deities.
और साधारणतः वो विग्रह को ये प्रदान करते थे.
But this one day which changed everything in the ashram, something different happened. Listen very carefully because if you understand what happened on that day in that ashram, your life might also change absolutely for the better.
ध्यानपूर्वक श्रवण करें क्योंकि आप जब ये सुनेंगे कि उस दिन उस आश्रम में जो घटा था तो वो आपके जीवन को बिल्कुल भक्ति के जीवन को परिवर्तित करेगा और बेहतर करेगा.
So a simple farmer came and brought a beautiful papaya like this and gave it not to Krishna but to the chokidar.
एक सरल सा एक किसान था वहाँ आया और उसने एक पपीता जो है कृष्ण को नहीं दिया वहाँ के चौकीदार को दिया.
He said, "Oh brother chokidar, you always open the gate for me so that I can go into the temple and have darshan."
तो मेरे भाई चौकीदार तुम हमेशा मेरे लिए दरवाजा खोलते हो जिससे मैं अंदर जाके राधा कृष्ण का दर्शन कर सकूं.
As a sincere sign of my gratitude, I'm gifting you today with this papaya.
मेरी कृतज्ञता के एक सत्यनिष्ठ प्रतिरूप के प्रतिरूप में मैं ये पपीता तुम्हें भेंट में देता हूँ.
The chokidar said, "Wow, no one ever has expressed their gratitude to me like that."
So, chokidar ne socha, "Wow, aaj tak kisi ne bhi mere se is prakar ki baat nahi kari hai."
I should express what is in my heart to Govinda Swami, who was the one who opened up this ashram in this wild jungle.
तो मुझे अपने हृदय का भाव व्यक्त करना चाहिए गोविंद स्वामी को जिन्होंने ही ये आश्रम खोला था इस घने एकांत जंगल में.
And he brought the papaya to Govinda Swami and said, "I just wanted to say thank you to you."
तो वो इस पपीता को लेकर गोविंद स्वामी के पास पहुंचे और उन्हें बताया कि मैं बस आपको धन्यवाद बोलना चाहता था.
When the chokidar had left, Govinda Swami said, "No one ever was so kind to me and gave me a papaya."
So Govind Swami was thinking when the chokidar left that no one has ever been so kind to me and given me a papaya.
And he thought, I think I should give this to the sick brahmachari who is already for 3 weeks in bed and feels so bad that he cannot do any service.
So मुझे लगता है कि मुझे उस बीमार ब्रह्मचारी को जो 3 हफ्ते से बीमार है और जिसको बुरा लग रहा है कि मेरी कोई सेवा नहीं हो रही है तो उसको मेरी ओर से कोई सेवा नहीं हो रही है तो उसको एक पपीता देना चाहता हूँ.
So he went to the sick brahmachari and said, "Brahmachari Prabhu, you have done so much service. Now you are a little sick, a little tired. Rest well. I wanted to just show my appreciation to you. Here is your papaya, it's for you."
तो गए थे उस ब्रह्मचारी के पास और बोले, "ब्रह्मचारी प्रभु, आप इतनी अच्छी सेवा करते हो, अब आप बीमार हो, कुछ समय के लिए अच्छे से आराम करो, आपकी बीमारी दूर हो जाए, मैं आपको कृतज्ञता के तौर पर ये पपीता देना चाहता हूँ."
So the brahmachari had tears in his eyes. Wow, I met her to Govinda Swami. Never before was gratitude to me expressed like that.
So, वो ब्रह्मचारी भी सोचने लगे, वाह, आज तक तो गोविंद स्वामी कभी भी अपनी कृतज्ञता को इस प्रकार से कभी नहीं व्यक्त नहीं किया होंगे.
But this papaya should go.
लेकिन ये पपीता जाना चाहिए.
My dear devotees, it's a long story. On that day, which changed everything, the papaya went to the 82 hands of the residents of the ashram.
So, that day, the papaya went to the 82 hands of the ashram.
And in the end, it came to the chokidar again. He said, I know this papaya. But what he noticed, the chokidar, was that the entire atmosphere in the ashram had changed. Where previously the ashram people just greeted each other like this, perhaps, namaste. There were very friendly dealings. My dear listeners, new relationships formed. So much appreciation was felt for each other. There was no place any longer in the ashram for envy or for judgment of someone who was different. The friendship mango changed everything.
Friendship of papaya?
Papaya, not mango, yes, papaya.
So, mitrata ka papita ne sab kuch badal diya.
My dear people, what can we learn from this? For me, my life changed when I understood Suridam Sarvabhutanam. Krishna is the friend of all living beings. It is my firm conviction that if we as Krishna's devotees extend this friendship to others, they will have it much, much easier to progress in their Krishna consciousness. In Delhi, I have heard today from Sadhu Prabhu, we have 17 temples. Krishna has given us so much opulence. Look at this auditorium. Every lamp has a light bulb, which is extraordinary for India.
तो यहाँ पर आप जितने भी यहाँ पर स्थान हैं आप देख सकते हैं कि वहाँ पर बल्ब निश्चित है जो कि भारत के लिए बहुत ही विशेष है.
Look at the construction and how many good people come and visit.
यहाँ का निर्माण पद्धति देखिए जैसे इतने सारे लोग यहाँ आते हैं.
There is also a museum.
यहाँ पर एक म्यूजियम भी है.
Ratha Yatras. Prime Minister Modi likes to come and speak nicely about Prabhupada. Krishna has really given us so much.
Krishna has bahut kuch diya hame.
I have been here in Greater Kailash when we had a very small three rooms building.
तीन कमरे की एक इमारत थी बेटो कैलाश में छोटी सी तब मैं आया था
when I came back after some years I thought magic had happened
कुछ साल बाद मैं आया था तो मेरे को मुझे लगता है कि चमत्कार हो गया
Yeah, like Sudama when he came where his very simple hut was, no? Then he thought, what? Is this my place?
Sudama came there and saw that there was a small hut and it was so big. What is this?
Krishna had transformed his simple hut into a palace.
Krishna had transformed his simple hut into a palace.
So, but still I think there is one thing that needs to be built by all of you.
फिर भी एक चीज ऐसी है जो मुझे लगता है कि आप सबको जिसका निर्माण करना पड़ेगा.
The temple of the heart.
हृदय का मंदिर.
Where you are respecting each other.
जहाँ पर एक दूसरे का सम्मान देते हैं.
Showing gratitude.
एक दूसरे का कृतज्ञता व्यक्त करते हैं.
And yes, perhaps giving a gratitude papaya.
हो सकता है कृतज्ञता का पपीता बांटते हुए.
That will change the already everything is so wonderful that will bring everything into the kingdom of God on earth.
अभी तक ही अभी भी सब कुछ अद्भुत स्तर पे है लेकिन ये अगर हम करेंगे तो बिल्कुल इस स्थान को भगवान के राज में पहुंचा देंगे हम.
Today I talk to you show to you how I became Krishna consciousness. That is when I understood from Prabhupada's writing in the Gita. What is it? Suridam Sava Bhutanam. Krishna is the best friend of everyone.
आज मैंने बताया कि मैं श्रीमद् प्रभुपाद की लाइब्रेरी से पढ़ रहा था और मैंने देखा अपने जीवन में किस प्रकार कृष्ण सबके सुहृद हैं.
Yes, yes, and I gave you a little taste of Krishna's feelings of affection when we looked at what happened when Krishna saw again the residence of Vrindavan after a long time of separation.
Krishna ke sneh bhav ka ek chhoti si jhalak ek chhota sa swad maine aapko chakhwaya jab ki Krishna kai saal baad Vrindavan vasiyon se mulaqat kari Kurukshetra mein.
Yes.
Bahut adhik view ke baad.
Yes, so we should act like our master a little bit, as much as possible by being kind to especially the devotees. Every morning we are reminded of this when we say the prayer Vancha Kalpataru Vascha Kripa
Sindhu पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. हर सुबह हम ये प्रार्थना बोलते तब हमें स्मरण होना चाहिए.
I offer my most humble obeisances to the devotees who are like desire trees.
तो मैं उन सभी भक्तों के चरण वंदना का सादर प्रणाम करता हूँ जो कि वांछा को पूर्ण करने के लिए कल्प वृक्ष के समान
है. Yes, desire trees on which friendship papayas grow. They are oceans of mercy, not just small puddles of water, but oceans of mercy. Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Tavaribhyo Aishnavibhyo Namo. And they are the savior of the fallen souls. So Krishna is the best friend and the devotees should learn to be good friends of each other and also of the conditioned soul.
Krishna is the best friend of the devotees and the devotees शिक्षा लेनी चाहिए कि वो भक्तों के साथ भी और सभी भक्त जीवों के प्रति भी इसी प्रकार की दया और स्नेह दिखाना चाहिए.
I have a request to you.
मेरा एक अनुरोध है आपसे.
When you come home,
घर पहुंचेंगे तो
I request you to tell the friendship papaya story to one person at home.
तब घर जाएंगे तो ये मित्रता की पपीता का एक जो कहानी है एक व्यक्ति को बताएं जरूर.
And those of you who are particularly bold,
आप में से विशेष है जो लोग बिल्कुल कुछ हिम्मत वाले हैं.
You could perhaps purchase a papaya. This is papaya season, no?
Yeah. So, आप एक पपीता खरीद सकते हैं. ये पपीता का ही मौसम है.
You could offer that papaya to Krishna.
Krishna का पपीता अर्पित करके.
And then take it from the altar and offer it to the other people.
भगवान के दरबार से इसको फिर भोग लगाने के बाद उठाकर बाकी लोगों को आप दे सकते हैं.
What do you think about this revolutionary idea? Hare Krishna. Good, this is what I wanted to discuss this evening. A simple message, but very practical. You don't, it's not necessary to really get a physical papaya, you know, the spirit is sufficient. Of showing gratitude. And not thinking, oh, I must push my way to Krishna. Bali Maharaj had a son.
Bali Maharaj ke ek putra the,
Virocha. His name was Mandagata.
Mandagati.
Mandagati. Yes. Mandagati. Mandagati. Very good fit body.
Mandagati ka bahut hi brisht put sharir tha.
Once he came to the temple of Ranganath.
Ranganath ji ke mandir mein ek baar aaye the.
And he thought, I have come, the son of Bali Maharaj. And he was pushing his way through the crowd of waiting devotees to be just very close and have a very close darshan of
Ranganath.
And on the way, he just was pushing everyone out of the way.
तो रास्ते में जैसे जा रहे थे अपने बगल में अगल में सबको हटा के आगे चल रहे थे धक्का देकर.
Now without knowing so,
लेकिन बिना जाने अनजाने,
he pushed a sadhu who was standing in his way so hard that he fell on the ground.
तो एक साधु का ऐसा धक्का दिया कि वो जमीन पे गिर गया.
The sadhu looked at him and said, you behave just like an insensitive elephant.
So, आप बिल्कुल एक असंवेदनशील हाथी की तरह व्यवहार कर रहे हो.
As a result of your elephant mentality,
तुम्हारे इस हाथी के मनोभाव के कारण,
I shall curse you that you will become an elephant yourself.
तो मैं शाप देता हूँ कि तुम भी एक हाथी बन जाओ.
So, Mandagati, Mandagati. Was shocked when he could understand his mistake. And he cried and said, sorry, sorry, sorry. Well, very nice translation. please save me. So then the saint said, okay, I can see that you show some genuine repentance, so you will be an elephant, but then Bhagavan will come, Sri Krishna will come, and he will deliver you from this curse.
तो मुझे लगता है कि तुम जो पश्चाताप कर रहे हो उदय से कर रहे हो, इसलिए मैं तुम्हें ये बताना चाह रहा हूँ कि तुम एक हाथी बनोगे और साक्षात भगवान श्री कृष्ण आएंगे और तुम्हारा उद्धार करेंगे.
So the curse took immediate effect and Mandagati became Kuvalayada Pida in Mathura.
तो उस शाप ने तुरंत प्रभाव दिखाया और मंदगति तुरंत बन गया मथुरा में कुवलय पीड़ा.
And when Krishna came to deliver the world from Kamsa, he also liberated Mandagati.
So Kamsa ka udhar kar is jagat ko bachane ke liye jab bhagwan pahunche the tab kovalaya peed ka bhi arthat mandagati ka bhi unhone udhar kiya.
I feel sometimes we are like mandagati, we push ourselves.
Mujhe lagta hai ki hum bhi kabhi kabhi mandagati ki tarah hi hai.
Like this, but therefore we must learn from the friendship papaya. No, we don't want that any one of you becomes an elephant in Mathura. Hare Krishna. So I will end here. It was a pleasure to see all of you. I was also extremely delighted to see Mohan Rupa Prabhu. And all the other older devotees, Raman Rupa, and our Hari Sundara, Hari Sundara. Sadhu, of course.
Sadhu.
And Ajit Govinda. It feels like an old family. This year I. This year my program was different. Usually I come before Kartik, but we had programs in Rishikesh and Akirtan Mela, and it was coming directly into Kartik. So, but I decided to come today, and I thank all of you that you came.
तो फिर ऋषिकेश में हमारा क्षेत्र मिला था और उसके बाद कार्तिक में सीधा आना था तो इसलिए हमने थोड़ा उसको बाद में किया लेकिन मैं बहुत ही आनंदित हूँ कि हम सबसे भेंट हुई आज मेरी.
I'm also extremely, extremely moved in my heart by the kindness, by the amazing example of your exalted Guru Maharaj.
तो मेरा हृदय बिल्कुल गदगद हो रहा है उस ऊंचा
Yeah, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj. A glaring example, you know, full of light. Yes. Tomorrow, by Krishna's mercy, we will have a morning. I will be here for the morning program.
Morning ritual in the temple hall or here?
No.
We confirm the morning, otherwise we confirm in the temple hall.
Yeah.
So, kal pratakali karyakram jo hoga, mandir ke hall mein hoga.
And then during the day, I will go to our Punjabi Bagh temple.
Pratir mein Maharaji Punjabi Bagh padharenge.
And the evening, I will be there, afternoon and evening. Hopefully meet His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj in person, otherwise by mobile telephone.
दोपहर और शाम को मैं वहीं रहूँगा और उम्मीद है कि मैं प्रभु जी गोपाल कृष्ण गोस्वामी महाराज से मिलूँगा या कम से कम फोन पे बात करूँगा. महाराज specifically said that he was feeling very unhappy that there's a prefix schedule. He said he was hoping to catch
him. He loves me and I love him. Yes.
Maharaj bol rahe hain Parambuj Gopal Krishna Gosar Maharaj mere se prem karte hain aur main unse prem karta hoon. Krishna Gopal Krishna Gosar Maharaj ki jai. Krishna Satyanand Swami Maharaj ki jai.
No, it is genuine friendship, no?
Bilkul asli mitrata hai.
Yes, yes. You have understood, no? Yes, good. And then after the evening program in Punjabi Bagh, we will fly back to Berlin in Germany, there's this high snow at the moment, I hear.
तो तजुर्बा के कारणों के बाद हम बर्लिन जाएंगे वहाँ पे हवाई जहाज से जाएंगे और वहाँ पे बारह डिग्री कारण कि इतना ऊंचा वहाँ पर बर्फ है।
But I have warm jacket. No problem. All right, then I wish you a wonderful good evening.
आप सबके लिए शुभ सायं।
What will you remember from this lecture?
आज की कक्षा से आप क्या याद रखेंगे?
Good. So all the best then, and Hare Krishna, Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. इसके अतिरिक्त एक विशेष सूचना है. बाहरी बुक्स के स्टॉल्स भी लगे हुए हैं महाराज जी के. और कृपया आप सब उसका लाभ उठाएं. हमारे सबके लिए प्रसाद है. प्रसाद भी है.